Daf is Daf Tzadi Dalet. So we got to the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Bey, is the Mishnah on the bottom. The Mishnah says, Shaleach Adam Yarech, a person sends a thigh, which leg of an animal which has the Gidah Nasha, Lovid Kochavim, to a non-Jew. She Gidah Nasha Besocha, Mipnei Shemekomo Nikir. So a Jew who's a butcher, is allowed to send a leg to a guy, even though there's a Gidah Nasha involved. There's no chashash that he's going to now send it, sell to a Jew. And the Jew's going to either get an usher, because they'll recognize it. They're going to know that the thighs doesn't have the get an usher removed from it, and they'll be fine. Right? Because normally the way it works was a Jewish butcher, if they're selling to a Jew, they would remove the get an usher first. So if I see Reuven selling to now the guy, Joe, so I'm saying, oh, he probably removed the get an usher first, and Joe's going to sell it to me, I'm going to eat it. So no, when I buy from Joe, who really bought from the initial Jewish butcher, I'll know that the get an usher wasn't removed, because the area is recognizable. So Gemara now wants to understand what exactly is the scenario. What was the context in which it was sold? So the Gemara says the very last line of the Amud here: Shleima in chatuchalo. This is only true if the animal, the leg rather, was sold complete. It was shleima. It was shalem. There was no cuts in it, because since it's full, you'll notice whether or not there was a line that was removed, the gidon asher removed or not removed. That's all noticeable. But chatuchalo, one should not buy a cut piece of meat of that leg from a guy who bought from the non-Jew, who bought from the Jew, because there's no way to know whether or not it was removed. So take a look at Rashi, three lines up. Rashi says, chatuchalo, a Jewish butcher cannot sell a yarech to a guy. Ella imke nitel gida, unless he first removed the gida nashu before selling it to the guy. Since it's cut, savar haloko, the one who buys it, the Jew who buys it, min ovik kochavim, he'll assume shenito gidol v'ochlo begida. Right? So if I see Reuven selling yarech to the guy and it's all cut up, I'll assume because it was probably removed. So when I buy from Joe, then I'll assume the ginasher is removed. Therefore, the halach is that a Jew should not sell a cut piece of leg unless he first removed the ginasher before selling it to a non-Jew. So Gemara says, but my asking, what exactly is the case here? She'ein ilayim, if you're going to tell me, b'makom she'ein machrizin, a place where they don't make achrazos, announcements. What type of achraza? So look at Rashi before you turn the page. I apologize. Rashi says, b'makom she'ein machrizin, she'kol atabachim she'also makom yisraelim. All the butchers are Jewish. Uch sheba treifel liadam, and a treifel comes to their hands, they messed up on a shechita, or not they mess up, or perhaps the animal was had a punctured lung. So ein machrizin lomar, they don't make announcements to say, nofla treifel bitlas limchor lovi kachavim. I mean, what happened was, if they had a trefa, they wouldn't sell it to a Jew, obviously. They'd sell it to the guy. So now some places they would announce, we sold a trefa today to a non-Jew. Don't buy from non-Jews, because someone has a trefa. And some places they did make announcements. So therefore, if it's a place where they did not make announcements, they sold the trefa. So if you live in a place where they don't make announcements when a trefa came to the Jewish butchers, that place, they never buy from non-Jews. Because you have no idea whether there was a trefa today or not a trefa today. If it's a place where they make announcements, so normally you could buy from a non-Jew. If it was a day or two where they made an announcement that there's a trefa to us today, that day you shouldn't buy from a non-Jew. So if it's a case, where they make no announcements, you have no idea if they're trefers or not, so there you don't buy from non-Jews ever. So the Gemara says, going on to Tzadi Dalet, Chatucha Nami Lishadirlei. You should be allowed to even send over to a goy. The Jewish butcher should be able to sell even a cut piece of leg, because the halo asa lemizamineh. Because if Jews don't ever buy from goyim, so who cares whatever you sell to the non-Jew in the first place? No one's going to ever buy from a non-Jew. So you don't need to remove the gidanasha. So that can't be the case. So Ella must be b'makom shemachrizin. It's a case where they make announcements that normally you could buy from a goy. But if they make an announcement today on Friday that we have a treif in our hands, so Friday we don't buy from non-Jews, but all the other days you're allowed to, so then there's a chashash that whenever you buy something, was a gid anashe removed from the goy or not. So ela b'makum shemachriz, in a place where they make announcements when a treif came. Shleima nami lo lishadir lei dechatech lei umazvin lei. So even a full leg you shouldn't sell to a goy, because what's going to happen? The goy is going to now take the full leg and he'll cut it up. And we won't know who cut it up. Maybe the Jew cut it up, and I'll think that the Jew took out the Gidon Asher. So even a Shlema shouldn't be sold to a non-Jew. So the Gemara says, no. We could establish the Mishnah is talking about one of these two cases. is in a place where they make announcements when a shefa comes, which in essence means we do buy from the goyim unless it's a day where they made an announcement. So what are we saying? Chatucha only shema in chatucha no, because we're saying because chitucha do'ovi kochavim miyad yadia. The way that goyim cut the legs are different than when we cut the leg. So if you're going to buy from a non-Jew a cut piece of meat, I'll know who did the cutting. If the Gidon Usher, there's a big line across the way, Rashi, there's a long line, because the Jews know how to remove the Gidon Usher, I'll know this is a Jewish cut, I'll buy the chatucha even from the guy. But if the way the goyim cut it is a different way, I'll know if he tries to sell me a chatucha that a guy did, I'll know he did it, and the Gidon Usher wasn't removed, in which case I either won't buy it, or I'll buy it and I'll make sure to remove the Gidon Usher. That's the first explanation. Or Ibai Seima, the Gemara says, B'makom she'ein machrizin, a place where they don't make announcements at all, in which case we never buy from them. But gzeira shema yinena lo b'fnei Yisrael acher. So normally we don't buy from goyim in places where they don't make announcements. But let's say I saw that Reuven the butcher sold to Joe in front of me, then I might buy from Joe because I saw Reuven, it came from Reuven initially. In that case, I'll know the source of everything. And maybe that case I will buy it, and therefore they made a gzeira across the board that if you ever give something, you ever make give a matana, if they give it to a goy, it should be given in such a way where only the shlema in, but not chatucha. Just look at Rashi. Rashi's going to say here, Rashi says, gzeira, gzeira shema yinenu lo b'fnei Yisrael. The also haroe, I who am observing this, shezet nitnu lo, lokeach heimanu, kisavert nital gida. So normally you don't buy from a goy, but if you see a Jew selling to the goy, then in that case I could potentially buy from the goy, and that could be confusing. So there can be a scenario where I could potentially buy something even in a place she'ein machrizin. It's not such a chiddush, because the reason why the Jewish butcher is giving it to the goy is lechor, because there's a problem with it in the first place. So I'm not sure why a person would ever buy that piece of meat from the goy who just bought it from the Jewish butcher. But either way, that was the concern of such a situation. And therefore, you should only give to a goy only a shlema piece, but not a chatucha. And Ibai Seima, another explanation as to why not, is because mishum dekaganeva leila daito. This is iser of gnevas das. What is a gnevas das? Says the Gemara. Damer Shmuel also lignov das abrios va'afilo daitel shovi kochavim. You're not allowed to steal people's mind. You can't trick people in such a way. Even when it comes to a guy, that's also to do gnevas das, and that's a problem as well. Why? What's a gnevas das here? So the halacha is Rashi says that mishum de gonev daitel de ovi kochavim. You're stealing his das. You're tricking him. Kesaver she Yisrael ze oavo meod. That the Jew, the goy, thinks the Jewish butcher likes me a lot, the goy's thinking. Why? Shetikna v'tarach ba'al litol gida atche niras la'atmo. That the Jew went out of his way to remove the gida nasha for me. V'charka k'nasun olen, he gives me a present. V'hulo not len, really he didn't give it to him. V'nimsa machzik lo tova chinam, he's going to hold him a high regard because he did a tova for him. So that's the reason why you can't sell him a chatucha, because if you sell him a chatucha, he's going to think, but incorrectly, he doesn't know how the Gidon Nasha is removed or not. He did, you did my tova. I don't know why the goyim don't like the Gidon Nasha, either because you assume the Gidon Nasha is usher to a Ben Noach, or just simply maybe it's a piece of gid that's inedible, so it just gets in the way. It's just helpful. Wood. What?
Can we say it's like wood?
Yeah, so maybe just like removing it, just it could be that. It just gets it out of the way. So when you sell chatucha, the goyim think, oh, you cut it up because you removed the Gidon Usher for me, and you're a machzik tova. He thinks you did a favor when you really didn't remove the Gidon Usher, and that's usher mishum gnevas das.
I don't know if it's that he actually cares whether the Gidon Usher is there or not, but he just thinks that the reason you gave it to him was completely lishma, without any kashrus issues associated with it, as opposed to it being lishma.
Yeah, but for him, it doesn't make a difference so much about what's irrelevant whether Gidon Usher is there or not. Well, I'm saying it has to have some benefit for him if he would consider that to be a favor, no?
I mean, the way it's explained in the note, it sounds like it's not. It has nothing to do with whether or not he cares if the Gidon Usher is in or not. It's just the false pretense that he thinks you're doing it completely with Shema, that it's like for friendship purposes, but it's really because of the fact that this kid is in it. It's kind of...
I'm not sure. Okay. Either way, okay, fine. So there's something that the some Isser Gnevas Das is going on here. There's a big discussion in the Rishon whether or not Isser Gnevas Das is an Isser Midiraisa or an Isser Midirbanan, and to what's the scope of it. Does it only apply to selling things? Does it apply to even giving gifts and stuff like that? That's a big discussion. But this is the source of the Isser Gnevas Das and how it applies to a guy as well. So Gemara now says, V'had de Shmuel, this statement of Shmuel that there's an Isser Gnevas Das is not La Miferish Itmar. It was never said explicitly. Ela michlala itmar. We said it was learned from an implication. It was implied from something. The Shmuel havaka avar bimaber. One time Shmuel was passing over a bridge, and the Amar le Shemaya, he told his assistant, the paisa le miburei, please appease him, give him something that we're passing over him, and give him some schar, paisa of ikbid, and he gave him some money, he got very upset. So my time ikbid, why did he get upset? Because Amar Abai says, Tarnagolas trefa hava, they had a Tarnagolas who happened to be a trefa along with him, and they gave this to the Yav Nehele, they gave this to the toll booth guy, and Bemar de Shchuta, and assuming it was a shchuta, that they thought it was a shechted animal, and he gave it as a trefa, and that's tricking the das of the guy, that's Gnevas das. So then the Gemara says, Rav Amar, no, anafka. Anafka is a certain type of diluted wine. Amalei lashkuyev, give him some, rather it was undiluted, it was a very strong, potent wine. So he said, give him some anafka. And Amalei lashkuyev, to give him something to drink. So vashke chamer mezigun, gave him diluted wine. So there we see that even though the intent was initially to give him some wine that was stronger and gave him diluted wine, he tricked him. So v'chi, so that's the din. So the Gemara says, v'chi mechlal amai. So it was an implication. So what's the difference whether or not it was a mechlala b'feirush? Who cares how Shmuel described it? At the end of the day, it was clear that Shmuel felt that Gnevas das was usser. So how come it's what's the difference? So Gemara says leman damar trefahave amalei mai tisha isura. So according to the one, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says leman damar trefahave iklameimar t'la mishum Gnevas das ikpid ela mishum dasha gave ar hashta. So the concern here is, from this implication of Shmuel, it's not so clear from this Ma'isa Shahaya that it was necessary also be Shmuel Gnevas Das. Because when he found out he gave him a trefa, maybe he wasn't upset because he gave a trefa in Gnevas Das, perhaps he was upset, but how could you hold into your possession a trefa for so long? We don't do that. If you have a trefa in your possession, get rid of it right away, lest someone accidentally eat it. And it wasn't a concern of Gnevas Das. So it wasn't so clear from this Ma'isa Shahaya that it was a Mishum Gnevas Das. And if you, the Man Damar Nafka, the one who holds that it was an issue of diluted wine or potent wine, Armalei Lashki Anafka Chaya Mashma. So what's the concern here? Because the Shmuel told you to give a certain wine, and you gave a different wine, you weren't listening to your Rebbe. It was an issue of the Kavod Harav. That was the concern. So no matter how you understood that Ma'isa Shahaya, as Shmuel passed over the water, over that bridge, it's not so clear that he was concerned with the Gnevas Das. There are other ways to interpret it, and that's why we're just pointing out it's only Mechlal, it's only implied, but it wasn't said it was certainty. But in the end of the day, we certainly passing that there is an Esek Gnevas Das, Afilu Lagayim. Gemara quotes a brayso in our last few narrow lines of the Amud here. Tanya Hayu Rabbi Meir Omer. Al yisariv adam lechaveru lisod etzla. A person shouldn't insist that their friend has becomes a guest at their table to eat. V'yodeh bo she'enu soed. You know a guy's going away for Shabbos. You say, oh, perfect time. Let's invite him this Shabbos. This way we know we've extended them invitation. Very nice. We'd love to have you for a meal. Oh, we're sorry we can't come. A person shouldn't do that. That's Gnevas Das because you really weren't sincere in inviting them. Don't offer them a lot of gifts when you know they're not really going to accept the gifts. That's also an Isser of Gnevas Das. A person shouldn't open up barrels of wine being sold unless you let him know first. So Rashi explains the last two narrow lines in the Amud here. All the barrels of wine were closed off. They were sealed. And when you open it up, it ruins it. It doesn't stay as fresh anymore. A chashav person comes into the store, he takes some nice strong wine here. Vimachar chavis lechanvani shlema v'dain he etzlo lo yiftichenu lo reach habalo mipnei shegoniv liba olachzik lo tov achinam. So what happens? A guy walks in, oh, a chashav guest, let me open up a barrel of wine. I know the guy's not going to take the wine. I open up just to show him some that I really care for him. That's also going to, see, I went on my way to expose my wine now. It's a hefsin mamon if no one buys it the next 3 weeks or so. You see how much I think of you. And I know you're not going to take any wine. That's another example of Gnevas Das. So, then the Gemara says, "V'lo yomar lo soch shemen mipach reikan." A person shouldn't say, "No, here, take some oil. You know, it's good for your skin, and I know it's empty. There's nothing in here. I know you're not going to take the oil. I know your type, but I offer it to you anyways, even though there's nothing in there." That's also going to be aser mishum gnevas das. But then the Braisa concludes, Vim Bishvil Kvodo Mut. If you're doing this for the benefit of showing honor to the person, not to trick him, but to show honor to a certain kavod, you open up the barrels of wine for the guy, you offer him some shemen, that's going to be a heter, and not a gnevis das, but that's actually showing kavod to the individual. Now it's a fine line how to know when it's gnevis das versus showing kavod, but that's what the Braisa says. Asks Gemara Eini, is this really true? V'ha Ula ikleh lebei Rav Yehuda. One time Ula visited the house of Rav Yehuda, and pasuk lo chavios hamichoros lechen vani. So they opened up all these different barrels to show shem kavod. So how is that allowed? The Gemara said, oh dear, let him know that we're opening them up for you, but there's no loss of money. You know, this is cheap wine, or it's well preserved. It's not really show much. We're not really losing anything to show you anything. Or Ibai Seima, alternatively, Shaini Ula, the Chavu Leila Rabbi Huda, the Blav Hachi Nami, Paschum Miftach Lai. Or perhaps the relationship with Ula and Rabbi Huda had a different relationship, and it was more of an issue, it seems, of some level of kavod for him, and therefore it wasn't an issue of Gnevis Hadas. This was just standard practice between the two of them. So Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan Lo Yelech Adam, continuing on this topic, a person shouldn't go to Beis Avel to a mourner's house with Biyadol Lagin Hamiskashkesh, and he has some, thing of wine, I think. And, you know, it's missing something. Rashi is chaser, but it looks like it's full. He's like shaking it like it's full. Like you're walking out with like a pushka, shaking it like there's a lot of money in here. So you're trying to create more noise and it's so much in here. A person shouldn't do this. And don't fill up with water with emptiness. Because you are tricking the individual, you're going to have das. But if there's a chaver ear there, that there are many people that are there, and it's going to just show chashivas to the avel, that you're trying to show, like I brought a whole lug of shemen, a whole lug of oil for you, you wanted to show certain chashivas and kavod to the avel, that would be permitted as well. So then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan lo yimchar adam l'chavero sandal shemesa. A person shouldn't sell a shoe of a dead person. Bichlal shechaya, and assuming it came from alive, not a person, an animal. The leather of a dead animal versus the leather of a chaya. Here's a nice fresh leather shoe that came from a chaya, I say, but really came from a mesa. I shouldn't sell that because bichlal shechaya shchuta. Mipnei shnei devarim. Two reasons why I can't sell a sandal with that intention. Echa mipnei shemitei. One is you're tricking him. You're tricking him. He thinks it comes from a shechted animal. It came from a dead animal, a nevela. Ve'achum mipnei sakana. Apparently, there's some sakana involved because if the animal died, it's possible he had some disease. And now that disease was carried on to the leather shoe I'm putting onto my feet. You could now pass the disease on to the individual. So for those two reasons, you can't sell leather under the pretext that it's going to be a shechted animal when in fact it really was a nevela. Then furthermore, the Gemara says, "V'lo yishakir adam lechaver chavish ayayin v'shemen tzaf al pia." Apparently, shemen was more expensive. The Gemara talks about it in many places. So I shouldn't send a bottle of wine with oil on top. So it's full. I open up, I see a bottle of oil, but in fact, it's really, if I go 2 inches down, it's all full of wine. That you're not allowed to do. That's, of course, gnevas das. V'halach v'zimen alav orchin. And he's going to invite a friend over. I got this huge bottle of oil. Let's go have some oil and bread or something. V'nichnasu, and they all come in. Matzashi shayin. And, let's skip a line here. Yeah. I said, Maisa be'echa. There's one said, Maisa she'echa she'shigar l'chaver chavish shayin. A guy played a trick on someone else. He sent a bottle of wine. V'shemen tzafa pia, and he put some oil on top. So the guy got so excited, what a beautiful gift, a huge barrel of oil. V'halach v'zimen alav orchin, invite all his guests, all his neighbors over. V'nichnasu, and they all came in. They opened up the bottle and started pouring out the oil. And matzashi shayin, they turned out it was all wine below that. V'chanach hazatzim, the guy was so embarrassed, he choked himself to death. And it says further, V'ein ha'orchin rashayin litein mimash lefneim levno levito shabal bayis. If there are guests over at a person's house, you shouldn't serve food to the Baal Bas's son or daughters. LMK not lover shus me Baal Habayis. Unless you ask permission, Kai, you might if I give your son some candy, if I give your daughter some bread. Why can't you do this? Because Ma'is Ve'ech at one time, a Baal Habayis was Shazimen Gimel Orchin, invited three guests over, Bishnei Betsuros. It was a terrible famine. And Lohaya Lola Haniach Lefneim El Kishlosh Beitim. They only had enough food of three sides, three kebetim to give out. Not a lot of food at all. Babinosha Baal Bayis, not the Echamehem. The son of the Baal Bayis came, he took one of them. Chalk of Nasalo, and they divided it. V'chein Nesheni, v'chein Shlishi. So what happened was, the one son came, so the guest that was there took it and divided it and gave to the son. And ba aviv shel tinok and matash ozek echa befiv and shayim biyado. So what happened was he had three beitim because each of the guests felt bad for the poor son who was dying of starvation. So the first guest gave the son, the second guest gave the son, the third guest gave the son. So now the son was eating one thing of bread and holding the other two kibetim of bread in his hand. So the father was so upset that the son took the food and didn't give the guests. Chavtu bekarke, he smashed him into the ground. And the son died. And came in Shirasa Imo, the mother saw what happened, also Lagag, she went to the roof, Vivanafla, she jumped Vinamesa, she died. Afu Allah Lagag, the Baal Baisna went to the roof, Vivanafla Vamesa, he also jumped off and died. So because of this, is a klal, you can never give the children of the Baal Bais unless you ask permission first. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov al Davar Zeh Neragu Gimel Nefashos Miyisrael. Because of this, three people died. The son, the mother, the father. Maik Mashalan, who cares? What's Rabbi Eliezer adding on that we don't really know? We know what happened. We just put everything pieces together. Doesn't have to sum up the story for us. And the Gemara is telling us, Techula Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, just to tell us that the author of this Maisa, the author of such a Gzeira, was dated back to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The last five lines of the Gemara says, Taner Ban, the Brisa tells us, that Hashalech Yarech Lechaveiro Shleima, a person sends a full leg to a friend, Eino Tzach Sheitol Himanu Giranasha, you don't have to move the Giranasha, because when the Jew friend received it, it's a full leg, I know that the Giranasha wasn't removed. But if it's you sending over a chatucha, you send him a cut piece of that leg, tzarach litol heimano giranasha, you have to remove it, because otherwise he would assume, since it's cut, I did him the tov and removed it already, so therefore I should make sure to remove the giranasha prior to sending it to my friend. Ube'ovei kochavim, if I'm sending to a goy, bein chatucha, bein shlema, whether the leg is cut, whether the leg is full, ein tzarach litol heimano giranasha, you don't have to remove the giranasha at all. Because of two reasons. One is Amru, Ein Mocha, Nevelos, Uchefos, Lovi Kochavim. We don't sell a Nevel and Chefa to a Goy. And Acha, Mipneshe, sorry. So that's the first thing. So the second thing is, Mipnei Shnei Dvarim Amru, because of two reasons, we say, Ein Mochen Nevelos V'Trefos Lo B'Kochavim. As a separate point now, we don't sell an animal that was an Nevela, nor an animal that was a Trefa to a Goy, for two reasons. Echa Mipnei Shnei Metayu. One is because they're assuming you're selling them the Shechted animal, and in fact you're selling them a Trefa for a Nevela. So that's an issue of Gnevis Das. And second reason is, Echad Shema Yachzer V'Chavrenu L'Yisrael Acher. Perhaps this Goy is going to resell to a Jew, and the Jew will think, since the source came and had the butcher of whatever Jewish butcher was the stamp on it, he'll assume it was a kosher animal, it was a shechted animal, when in fact it was either a nevel and a trefos, so therefore we don't sell nevelos and trefos. The guy, so then the Gemara says, V'lo yomer adam lo'ovrid kochavim, a person shouldn't say to a guy, send them on his shlichas, kachli bedinu zeh basar mipnei shnei dvarim. I don't say to a guy, here's $20, go buy me a piece of meat. We don't do that. Why not? Because of two different reasons, says the Gemara going on to Amud Beis. Echad, one reason is, because mipnei ha'anasim, because the goyim sometimes are bullies, and what's going to happen is he's going to go to the Jewish butcher to buy meat. He'll take the $20 piece of meat, and he'll never give the $20 to the butcher. So he's in essence stealing from the butcher and giving you the meat, and he's pocketing the $20. And viacha, the second reason is shema mochrin lo nevelos v'treifos. Perhaps when the goy collects the meat, the Jewish butcher doesn't know who the recipient is, so the Jewish butcher is going to now give the nevelos and trefos to the goy, and the goy is going to go give it to the Jew, and that's going to be a problem. Okay, now we asked before though, we just said above, we don't sell nevelos and trefos to the goyim, so how could there be a case now where the butcher is going to sell nevelos and trefos to the goyim? So there's a long, long tosos here, I'm not sure what he says in the end of the day, but Tosos does ask this question. I think all the way to the bottom he asks this question. I think I take a look at this. I didn't get a chance to look at the Tosos, but Tosos does ask this question. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara now says, Amar Mar, two lines down. Amar Mar, ube'ovi kochavim bein shleima bein chatucha ein tzarach lita haimana gira nasha. If you're selling a leg to a guy, you could sell either shleima, you could sell even a chatucha, and there is no reason to ever remove the gira nasha. So b'may askin, and what's the case here? Ilema b'makom shemach reason, if it's a case where you announce when there's a trefa, and if there's no trefa, there's no announcement, which means you're allowed to sell to the goyim, chatucha amai eino tzarach litol imano giranasha. Why would you not have to remove the giranasha if you're selling a chatucha? Kevin de lo achri, since it's a place, since they didn't announce today, there's no announcement, so then asid lemizvein minay. So today what's going to happen is all the Jews are going to buy from the goyim, and it's possible that they're going to buy a chatucha that doesn't have a gidanasha removed. So if it's a place machrizin, the butcher should always remove the gidanasha, whether shlema or the chatucha. El pshita, it's obvious it's a case, but makom she'en machrizin, where they don't sell it, They don't make announcements. If they don't make announcements, that's in essence telling us we don't ever buy from the Goyim. And if the Jews never buy from the Goyim, the butcher is allowed to sell to the Goyim without ever having to remove the Gidon Asher, because we know it will never make its way over to the hands of the Jews. But the problem is, the other Braisa tells us, the other line of the Braisa says, Eima Matiasa. The middle case, the Braisa we just quoted above, says, Mipnei Shnei Devarim, for two reasons, Amru Ein Mochin Nevelus V'Trefos, Lo V'Kochavim. We don't sell Nevela, we don't sell Trefa to a Goy. Echad Mipnei Shematayu, one reason is because it's Gnevis Das, they're expecting a Shchuta. V'Yechad Shema Yachzavim Karen Yisrael, they might go ahead and sell to Yisrael Acher. Now, Viva Malkum Shem Achrizin, if it's a case where we don't make announcements, well, then that means that Halo Asulim is Veminai, that Jews don't buy from Goyim. So how come it's a Chashash that a Jew might buy from a Goy? So then the Gemara therefore says, El Pshita B'Malkum Shem Achrizin. So that Mitziah case must be a case where they do make announcements when it's a Trefa, which means that the Jews do buy from the Goyim. So that's a steer to the Reisha. And now go back aim a Sefer. The Sefer of that price above says, Lo Yomer Adam Leova Kachavim, a person shouldn't say to a Goy, Kachli Bediner Zeh Basar Mipnei Shnei Dvarim. You don't send a Goy and a Shlichus to buy Basar for you from a Jewish butcher. Echam Mipnei Shnei Anasim, because they're going to keep the money to themselves. V'echad Shema Mochen Dvarim, Shema Mochen Lo Nevelis V'Trefos. Perhaps the Jewish butcher will sell a Nevelis V'Trefa. Now, v'iba makom shemachrizim is a case where you do make an announcement, which means you're allowed to buy from the goyim. Isa to have a trefa. If there's a trefa today, achuza have a machriz. They would have made an announcement, and you would know not to buy from the goyim nuvelas and trefos. So now there seems to be a stira el pshita b'makom shein machrizim. Must be a case where there are no announcements made, and the understanding is that you never buy from the goyim. So now, Reish of a Seifa is a case of a Makom Shein Machrizin, a place where they don't make announcements which indicate you don't buy from the Goyim ever. And Mitzias is a Makom Shein Machrizin, the milk case is where they make announcements where you are allowed to buy from the Goyim. So this is a steer within the Braisa. So Amar Abai says, in, we have such cases, this is fine. Reish of a Seifa, B'makom Shein Machrizin, and Mitzias is B'makom Shein Machrizin. Ein Achanami, the three stages of the Braisa are talking about three different scenarios, and everything makes sense. Rava, however, says, Amar Kula B'makom Shemachrizin. All the cases are a situation where they make announcements, which means you're allowed to buy from the Goyim. Reish V'Seifa, Shechrizin. That makes sense. The Reish V'Seifa makes sense because it's a situation where they made the announcements. It was a day where they made the announcement. If it's a day where they made the announcement, we say, stay far away. Don't send the Goy today to buy the Trefa, to buy meat, because today there was a Trefa that was found. He might buy a Trefa. And the Reish as well, where the situation was where there's a Trefa, so don't give a... Which we said was, you could sell even the chatucha to the goy, because we're not going to go ahead and buy the chatucha from him, because today we know there is a hachraza. So those are two situations where it would make sense. And the mitziasa was shalachriza. It was a case where they did not make an announcement today, which means that there are no trefas being sold, and for that reason, what mitziasa case again? Where we don't sell to Nevelis and Trefos to the Goy because we didn't make it because perhaps Shema Yachzavim Chayder Yisrael. Because what's going to happen is, since today there's no announcement made, a Jew may go ahead and buy from a Goy. So if you happen to have like an old Trefa, an old Nevelis, if no announcement was made, you're not allowed to sell to them because a Jew might go ahead and buy from it. Okay, a little bit confusing.
I mean, if there was no announcement, I understand how he bought it.
There's no announcement.
In the middle case, we're saying one of the concerns is,
right, so there was no announcement made. There should have been an announcement that was made. If there was an announcement made, then you could sell to the Goy that day the Trefa, because no Jew would buy from the Goy in that day. So for some reason, no announcement was made, but yet he found the Trefa. So I guess they weren't always so efficient in terms of making the announcements. But there was a Trefa on the market, but no one knew about it. So that's why you can't sell to him. So then the Gemara says, Hechi Machrizin. How exactly was the announcement? What do they do? What do they actually say? So Amar of Yitzhak Bar Yosef, Nafel Bisra Levnei Chayla. They said there was a piece of meat fell to Vnei Chala, which was Roy for the Goyim. So the Gemara says, Lema Nafel Trefas Levnei Chayla. So why don't you say that? Why do they say Basar? Why don't they say Trefasa? So a Trefa fell, is a Trefa is being sold to the Goyim. Why do they say a Basar is being sold to the Goyim? Why says lo zavni? Because if you announce a trefa was sold, so no goy is going to want to buy it. You're belittling the piece of meat, and they're not going to buy it. To buy calling it a baser, like when you're trying to sell something, you want to market it the right way. So if you market it as a trefa, like a disgusting piece of meat, no one's going to buy it. So you market it as a baser, a piece of meat that was reserved for the goyim. It came to the marketplace today, so no one buy it from the goyim today. But call it a baser, don't call it trefa. Did we? Oh, I skipped. I'm sorry.
Ravashi is the third answer here.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. Ravashi Amar Kula B'Makom Shein Machrizin. Ravashi says all of them. The whole Bryce is a case where Shein Machrizin, where they don't make any announcements at all, which means you don't buy from the Goyim. And Matiasa Gzeir Shema Yimkrenu B'Fnei Yisrael. So the what's a problem? So if no one's ever going to buy from a goy, so why can you sell an avail and a trefa to a goy, according to Mitziyasan? Because if a Jew observes, he happens to be in the store that day when you're selling to a goy, he thinks, oh, he probably sold a kosher piece of meat that day to the goy, a shecht piece of meat, and I might go ahead and buy it. And for that reason, they made a gzeir across the board, never to buy from a non-Jew, and don't sell trefas and avails to a non-Jew either. Heichim mecharizan, how do you make the announcement exactly? So the Gemara explains like this. Amar of Yitzhak bar Yosef, Nafel Bissel of Nechela, a piece of meat fell for the Goyim. So Lema Nafel Trefasel of Nechela, why not say a Trefa piece of meat fell to the Goyim? Lo Zabni, they're not going to buy it. Once you call it something else that's not, you call it a Trefa, it looks disgusting in their eyes, it's not going to be marketable. And therefore you call it a Basar. But aren't you tricking them when you say basar? Isn't that giving the impression that it's a shechta piece of meat, but when in fact it really is a trefa piece of meat? Gemara says, Inu hudukamatai nafshai, they're making mistakes on their own because they should have asked. We're not saying it's a shechtim, we're saying basar. Basar is parav. We didn't say anything wrong. Now they can inquire, well, is this meat shecht? It is the meat trefa. That's not tricking them. That's just really being very parav, and they're tricking themselves. Kihal de Marzutcha, one time Marzutcha, Brede of Nachman Havakazi, was once traveling along the way. Misich Levei Mechoza, from the city of Sichar to the city of Bei Mechoza. And Rava Safra Havikahasu, they were coming to Sichar, so they're passing each other along the way, going opposite directions. And Pogo Hadade, they met up with each other along the way. So Marzutcha thought that, oh, look, the Rav Safra coming to show me great kavod, they're coming out to greet me, I'm so honored by this. So Marzutcha says, you don't have to go to your way to come greet me, I really appreciate the honor you're showing me, but there's no need to come greet me. So Amalei Rav Safra says to him, I didn't know you were coming, we were coming out to greet you, don't get to your head in this thing. Had we known you were coming, we would have come much further for you. But we didn't know you were coming. So Amrlei Rava says, my time of Amrslei, Hachi, Dachlushe Daiti. Why are you telling him the truth? You just got Chlisha Dask. You thought we came out to show honor to him, and now we told him the truth. Amrlei, he says back, how can I not tell him the truth? Vahaka Matani Lei. We're going to, it's going to have his Das if he's under the assumption we're coming out to greet him, and we're not. He's tricking himself. So this is very important to understand. Sometimes people trick themselves and you don't have to tell them the emes. You're not saying anything. They put themselves in a certain situation, a certain perspective where they think it's the way it is. You don't have to, burst their bubble. Let it be sometimes. As opposed to you didn't create the genevas das. This is a very important, it's like in a fine line one has to figure out. But I had the shiloh actually the other day, someone had asked me. Someone was asking a question, an ashidah question, about a certain girl. And they wanted to know, was the girl a Baal Shuvah or not? What was her background? And the truth is, the girl was a Gioris. But they didn't want to necessarily tell them just yet. They didn't ask that question. So the person wanted to know, do you have to tell them that they're a Gioris or not? Or it's enough to say, yeah, they're a Baal Shuvah, because that's all that they were asking. So these questions do come up pretty often. It's really a fine line how to figure out when it's Gnevis Das and when it's Metaeu as Atzmo.